There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
All right, my talkers, 4 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, and we are hanging out with the one and only Lori and Julia. Great hour ahead here. We had some fun on SNL this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Was a terrific episode. This comeback hosted by Aubrey Plaza and Sam Smith as musical guest. I swear, every skit was fire.
Just even the opening one
awesome.
About
the Fox Sunday football.
And with the guy that's the congressman who's lied about everything.
George Santos, yeah.
That was the funniest thing I've seen in so long.
It was the whole show.
I didn't want to stop watching it, and that does not happen usually with SNL.
I agree. Aubrey Plaza's opening monologue.
She's hysterical.
And she used to be a page and answering that phone. It was so good.
I have some of the monologue with President Joe Biden sends a video message to Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, no, that's all right. But I loved her when she was in the Miss Universe thing and she was Miss France. And apparently that was a viral. That was from like 2018 when Miss France answered, "What is your favorite food?"
France.
And she, frogs.
Was it frogs? I thought you said France.
Frogs. So was very funny. I thought welcome to the Black Lotus.
Hysterical.
That skit with, because that was an all play with everybody playing a part. And the one lady is the ocean the hotel? Because I work at the hotel. It was the taboo game. It was really good. And then Sam Smith was amazing. That first song, Holy, and then he steps back and
Unholy,
Kim Petras
right?
is in the dress. And then the second one when he sings Gloria and it's
Sharon Stone
in repose.
Lori's so funny.
Julia.
Lori's so funny.
Did you notice that, Grant? That was Sharon Stone? This is the song and she's just like laying on a his lounge in a still, like, it's performance art, Julia. And, no.
It was interesting. I liked it.
Here's the behind the scenes, so Les Stone can get some credit. She starred in Sidney Lumet's 1999 movie called Gloria, a remake of John Cassavetes' film of the same name. I don't remember this Gloria.
I don't either.
And then she did a cameo in that film noir where she played the seductress mother of Aubrey Plaza's Black Widow. That was funny.
That was really good.
It was 1980s with Gina Roland, Gloria.
Yeah, and John Cassavetes, they were married.
Buck
and he
Henley. Oh, gosh.
So, but what about the one Sharon Stone? I don't know that it did well at the box office, but that's why she was asked, because he sang this song, and I'm not familiar with the movie or anything like that, but
no.
She did host SNL once in 1992, right after Basic Instinct.
Okay, so her Gloria.
And she was always impersonated by Amy Poehler on SNL.
Oh, yeah.
Who did show up this week.
Nice.
Her Gloria came out in 1999. It was a crime
thriller.
Oh, my gosh. She looks like a $1 million in it.
Sharon Stone will just pop up anywhere.
Here's the deal. The budget was $30 million for the movie, and the box office was $4.2 million.
It didn't do well. Maybe because the John Cassavetes was so good and Cindy Lumet, I don't know, maybe it just wasn't a good thing.
Well, it wasn't a good film. Gloria currently holds a 14% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
That is not
that's
good.
That's about as low as I think I've ever heard. Wow.
God love Sharon Stone, Lori.
Yeah, I love Sharon Stone.
We know
she
that.
Just laid there. And Sam Smith,
serenaded, yeah.
His voice. And then, I don't know, did he comment going into into an event where he commented on the rumor. I didn't even know this was a rumor that Sam Smith and Adele are the same person because they've never been photographed together.
That's a rumor. I think that's out there.
That's not true.
No.
Adele. How about Beyonce performing in
Dubai,
and then no one's supposed to know about it, and it's everywhere.
At the opening of Twitter. The Atlantis Hotel
Dubai. Yeah, she supposedly got paid $35 million. I watched a little bit of different performances.
Like, was it so she put on a concert?
It's like her first concert since 2018.
$34 million for one night.
1 hour.
Oh, my word. That's even more.
Yeah, no, it's kind of amazing.
One hour only. That's crazy. That's a lot of money.
And then, I wanted to talk about, what's our Sunday night show obsession?
The Last of Us.
Oh, and yeah. I couldn't watch it last night because I was at the party.
Oh, I did.
And I heard Jason on his TV show this morning. He said with the second episode, he's hooked, line, and sinker.
Okay, and what did I say when I got into work today?
It probably got too violent.
I just said I'm done.
Too scary, too dark for you.
Too dark for me.
And then I know that
you're going to love it.
I'm going to love it.
Oh, exactly.
Wasn't the second one something, Grant?
Oh, yes. There were some moments where I who enjoy this kind of stuff, was like
jumping.
And it isn't my thing at all. And
It's such a different take on an apocalyptic zombie world, and that's the most part it's just not your typical, they're walking around.
Well, it's based on a video game.
Exactly, one of the scariest video games of all time, but it's just a unique take.
Was The Walking Dead a graphic novel.
Yeah, but this one, the stages of the disease, fungus, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, it's unlike anything I've ever seen.
Pedro Pascal, is he everybody's daddy right now?
Oh, beyond.
Yeah, beyond. Yeah.
Beyond. Yeah. He is so hot. Yeah. He is so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a zaddy. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a chameleon, too. He's doing this, and then when we watched him with Nicolas Cage and The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, he was like this goofy fanboy comedian, and now he's doing this, and then he was in Wonder Woman. I mean, and Mandalorian. He's all over the place.
He kind of is.
He's on fire.
And that Avatar crossed the $2 billion
mark. You know what? I'm going to. It's never going to cross my eyes. I've decided. I'm so sick of hearing about Avatar.
You're so funny because that's how I felt about the first one.
Me too.
Refused to see it until like 4 years ago.
And I'm just gonna, I just saw Jumanji 2, and I really loved it. Kudos to Jack Black in the game.
That was funny.
2006 when that came out.
Yeah, Kitsch was your other one that you just watched that came out in 2000.
No, it was the
dog
Hachi.
One.
Hachi.
I thought that was a new movie.
It came out in 2009.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Richard Gere he had silver hair.
He looked like the fox. Yes,
he kind of has looked the same for a number of years now.
Seriously, since Runaway Bride, I don't think I feel like I've seen a different look from him.
Yeah, because he let himself go silvery fox like at 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a good look. Too.
He was not going to be a rocker type or a guy who was going to dye his. I wish more men would dye their hair. I really do.
Who are we talking to specifically?
Casey.
She's talking about her husband. I love it when she says this. She's talking about one person. She wants.
He's got so much hair.
He has so much hair.
He has so much hair, and he would look so cute with a little smudging, but he won't hear of it.
That's funny.
Do it in his sleep.
Can you imagine? He would shorn me.
Yeah, I know.
He would get revenge. He's a Scorpio. I could never curl his hair against his wishes or behind his back.
Oh, yeah.
That behind his back thing, Scorpios do not.
First of all, coloring hair, people know what's happening.
No, but I thought about putting it in his shampoo. No, Rocco.
And you could say,
great. Okay. That's okay. I really did.
I thought about how long, and then I thought, you're in danger. Stop with this thinking. You can't possibly do this.
I tried to sneak it in his shampoo.
I thought about it.
That's not a bad idea.
And he could just think it was like darkening up.
Yeah.
I could go,
I'm getting younger.
Oh my God.
Right.
I think it's the sun.
Right.
You know, I'd play along.
You've been eating a lot of oranges lately? I don't know.
That would be so funny.
All right, we got to go.
it's Lori and Julia here for First Equity Mortgage. And the super professional team David Lozinski has put together. And, you know, homes are big. You know, one of the hot times of the year is coming up March through May, where people in Minnesota buy a lot of homes and people are buying and selling them. And you want to have absolutely everything in order because you want to get what you want. And the rents right now are so high, like higher than you'd ever think, so much more than what I have ever paid in my mortgage. And so I really think if you are thinking about being a homeowner, a first-time home buyer, please call First Equity. Even if you're thinking of moving, make sure everything is in line with your credit, with, you know, they close on time. They do everything to help position you to be in the best position to get the home you want. Plus, they're wonderful. And we have so many wonderful testimonials. They are great to work with. We love them. First Equity.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, just a couple random things and some random food news, Lori, which I know how much you love food. Do you love cinnamon crunch toast?
Yes.
Grant, do you like that cereal?
100%.
Okay, they are partnering with Bugles.
Oh, no.
So they're making it into a snack that you don't have to walk around with a big box of cereal and eat. Mm-hmm. So cinnamon crunch Bugles. I love this. Do you guys like it?
Yeah, I like it. I liked finger food when I was a child, and I wasn't as disgusted about germs as I am now. But, you know. Yeah.
You don't like Bugles?
Oh, I love Bugles. You stick them on your hands, and they're like witch fingers. Yeah. But I don't know.
I guess I kind of like cinnamon toast. I feel like there's a milk aspect.
Thank you. You need the moisture.
Oh, I used to eat it dry all the time.
Oh, you did?
Oh, I loved it. That and Golden Grahams.
Well, Golden Grahams dry are fantastic.
Oh, I love it.
You eat anything dry.
I'm a sugar girl. Laurie, you're so silly. You're so silly. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You would.
Yeah.
In other candy news.
Okay.
It's candy news update. Valentine is coming up. So Valentine's Day is coming up. And you know the little candy hearts with like I do or be
the
mine. They're the little word with the messages.
Yeah,
they've partnered with Friends.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have Friends conversation hearts. And it's gonna be like you're my lobster, moo point or on a break, different flavors. That's gonna be having Grant, you're a Friends person.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about these sweetheart little candies except little kids.
I was going to say, I love Friends, but I hate those candies. So you would
I don't like either of you right now.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try one more.
Okay.
Let's just try one more.
All right.
I'm throwing it out there. I'm really kind of thinking I've mixed feelings about this one.
Get some wax red lips going.
Get them going. You'll love them. Okay, so M&M's. First of all,
M&M's the candies.
The candies.
As opposed to 8 Mile M&M.
Yes, because I saw it is M&M the candy. They have a limited new flavor coming out.
What?
I don't know that I like this.
What?
White chocolate strawberry shake.
No.
I thought you were going to tell me the Maya Rudolph.
Me too,
And I'm going to tell you that now, but I couldn't remember her name.
Okay.
Because I saw M&M was partnering with Maya Rudolph, and I thought that would be interesting, and then it was the candies.
Okay.
Yeah. No, she's going to do their ads for the Super Bowl.
And that's because there was about, what, like 6 months ago where they rebranded M&M's and made them. There was a little bit upset.
There was a sexy little M&M that became a Lisa Rinna move.
Yeah, yeah. And so they did these things and some people got into an uproar. So I think they're going to have Maya Rudolph.
Is she going to set the world straight?
She's going to basically.
On the M&M's.
On the M&M's and be from what I understand, it's like everybody calm down and she'll have fun with it.
Yeah.
Yes, she will. Yes, she will. Well, other things that are happening.
Isn't that ridiculous that there would be a worry about an animated M&M with legs and
when that story came out, my God.
And fluttering eyelashes.
No.
What's going on? The world is ending.
Yeah. That's right. Well, you know what's coming back this year after a 3-year hiatus? Grand Ole Days.
Oh,
yes.
It is coming back. It has been announced. It is set for the first Sunday in June, which is Sunday, June 4th, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
It dates back to 1973. And it's one of the largest street fairs in the Midwest. I mean,
it's great.
I've had so many wild times.
Me too.
I
think the neighbors didn't like it too much, but
when they started doing the beer crawls, it got better when they started having...
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Having the wristbanded areas,
yes,
and
yes.
stuff.
That really changed the game for me because we were back in the days with wagons and kegs.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I was on this thing for my child.
It was a very fun, party game.
I sent you a message away when I found out. I was like, it's coming back.
Oh, do you know? You guys already knew that?
Well, just was announced, but a friend of ours that we always, that we typically go to, and then it's been canceled the last 3 years. He's like, I'm so mad. I have a high school reunion that weekend.
Oh, no.
And we usually would always do the grand old days together.
Great time.
I think a lot of people have memories. All right, starting next.
I hope they get good bands.
Me too.
Hire GB Late and get some people pleasing bands, and then give some new unknown and let maybe Maida curate all the bands.
Oh, there you go, Lori. You get on that. You get on it. You're giving them advice. You can call the Grand Avenue Business Association, help them out. I'm sure they'd be welcome.
Right.
Your influence. Starting next Monday, which is January 30th, the IRS is accepting online tax returns.
Oh.
The last day.
I always thought they did.
Yeah.
Well, they don't accept until a certain date.
Oh, yeah. I see. This is the new earliest you can.
This is the earliest you can send in your tax returns.
Got it.
Do them electronically. You'll get your tax, everything back quicker. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the deadline is Tuesday the 18th because April 15th is on a weekend and they always have to give you extra time. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Other things that are happening are...
I will say, though, when I was like in my 20s, I would always, late teens, early 20s, I would always have my dad file my income taxes as soon as he possibly could because I didn't make enough money. I would get money back.
Oh, 100%.
And I was counting on getting it in February, hopefully, so I could go somewhere.
I always did the opposite because I was like, well, think of it as a savings account. I always waited till the last minute.
I needed it. I was always like buying forward.
Yeah.
I wait till the very last minute.
I say I waited to save. It was procrastination.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There's that. Okay. So I saw this morning on the Today Show, Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
He's the crotchety guy on there that swears more than life itself.
He's one of the creators, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And he's one of the creators, and Jason Segel. And they were sitting down with Hoda and Savannah. And they're talking about this new show on Apple Plus called Shrinking. And it starts this Friday. It's got huge, great reviews. Harrison Ford's in it.
His first comedy.
Right. And it's about a therapist whose wife had died a year earlier, and he's...
Is that Harrison?
No, that's Jason Segel.
Okay.
His character. And Harrison Ford is another therapist.
Okay.
And how when it's their therapists that just are sick of not telling the truth to people. Because I remember sometimes you go to therapy and they're like, well, what do you think? Well, what do you think? And I'm like, I'm paying you to think and tell me what to do. You know, help me out here. You know, but what do you think? And I'm not dissing it. My mom's a therapist. I mean, I believe in it all over, whatever. So this is supposed to be very, very, very funny and good.
I have to say, I'm intrigued to watch this. When I watched Harrison do the CBS Sunday Morning, I'm like, Harrison Ford's going to be in a comedy?
Yes.
I want to see this.
And
it looked good.
And Apple kicks it off with 2 episodes.
Yep.
So this Friday night when that kicks off, they'll have 2 episodes and then 1 each week.
What's it called again?
Shrinking.
Shrinking, yeah. There's been a lot of buzz behind it.
I just have one more thing to say.
Okay.
So they were giving thumbs up, thumb down, and Jason Segel put his thumbs up next to Brett Goldstein. And remember watching Saving Sarah Marshall?
Yeah.
His thumbs are as long as a long tube of mascara.
Oh, like hot dog thumb.
I've never seen a longer thumb.
Oh, my word. So Julia, those are some fighting words.
That's just, I just saw it, and I was just like, wow.
I wish I'd slowed down.
I was going to say, you can go Google that right now, Lori.
I was just like, those are extremely long thumbs. With that.
Polar opposite of, what's the fox, Julia, what's fox, what's the Machine Gun Kelly's wife?
Oh, Megan Fox.
Megan Fox. She's got the stubby thumbs, the polar opposite.
Does she have stubby
thumbs? Oh, Google Megan Fox's thumbs. You'll get a kick out of it.
That's hysterical. Okay. All right. What's happening? All right, everybody. It's us. We want you to know where we love shopping, and we know you will, too, if you've not been there yet. Furniture Manor. Okay, so I'm at this cabin, and they just, you know, remodeled, and they had all this beautiful furniture. Boy, having lovely furniture makes a home. It's just so lovely when you, I mean, you know, everyone has a different furniture modes, but at Furniture Manor, they really have something for all the different rooms in your house. Plus, they've got the artwork and the designers there to help you and the bedroom sets. I just think if you've never been there, this is a place that you're going to want to go. Please don't buy your furniture on the internet.
No,
that's just silly and wrong because it's a sitability. You want it to be comfortable. You want your stuff to feel good. And fabrics are important. And just, they have all that. Plus, they have an excellent, excellent sale going on.
They do, with great pricing that can't be beat. And you're supporting a family-owned business. That's Furniture Manor. Miley has broken a Spotify record for the most streamed song with this song, Flowers. People are just losing their mind. And the song came out like 10 days ago, January 13th.
I love this song.
Today is the magical day of 123/23.
Oh,
you know,
I
forgot
that.
Saying, you know, just numbers wise or whatever. And
it's Pi Day too.
It is. It's the day after a terrible mass shooting in a part of LA that Casey's daughter was just there last weekend in Monterey Park for a wedding. The bride was, her family is, Taiwanese. And because I was like, oh yeah, and she's like, that was like right around the corner from where they stayed, so
terrible.
Yeah, just damn it. Anyway, but Miley, people have lost their minds with this song, and the opening lines, we were good, we were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold, we were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn. Right away, the very first, we know this song is about Liam. It's released on his birthday, January 13th. Then TikTok, and or I like to call it when Twitter and TikTok work together, let's call it TwitTok.
I love that.
TwitTok got together we're like piecing together another
awesome
connection. I had to call Donna and Steve today because I
heard
knew
you.
Inside
I was driving around, I hear you call in, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Lori, you get. I laughed so hard. I'm like, but
they were out loud wondering, and no one knew. It was obviously not on the machine this morning.
You are so bad.
So,
okay, what were they out loud wondering?
Well, they were out loud wondering, is Flowers, what did it have to do with Bruno Mars, If I Was Your Man? Is that the name of that song?
Yeah.
When I Was Your Man.
When.
And TwitTok, when they got together and were figuring this out a few days ago, the rumor was, the story is that Liam Hemsworth had this played at their wedding or maybe dedicated the song, had somebody, but he thought of this song as their song.
Okay, I Was Your Man.
Yes, which if you do listen to the lyrics of When I Was Your Man, it's a beautiful song.
Beautiful
song. It's not a song about a relationship that works out.
No.
You know?
Right?
Nope. It ends.
It's all about what you should have done.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a weird song choice. It's just like sometimes you got to watch out for your song choice at a wedding, father-daughter dance.
Sure.
You know, like what are the...
You got to actually listen to the lyrics sometimes.
Versus just liking it. Yeah. So TwitTok did what they did, and that one fan pointed out that Miley's single is a direct response to When I Was Your Man, and they did a video mashup that was shared on Twitter and TikTok, so TwitTok, and it shows Bruno playing the piano, singing with every lyric. The scene cuts to a response by Miley's new song. So we have it. This thing went viral.
It's got 8.7 million views already. It's nuts. Here we go.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild.
It's wild, right?
So we need more of that.
Do you feel like he would ever say, you're using my song?
He's praying he gets to keep the Witcher job. Isn't he the one who got hired for The Witcher, Liam?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about Bruno Mars, Lori.
Bruno Mars, yeah.
There's nothing for Bruno to respond to. Because it's just, it doesn't...
It brings more attention to him right now when he's not even... I mean, besides his other
band. I
wouldn't
be surprised if she called him up and she's like, hey, Liam dedicated this song and I kind of have this idea.
Right.
Or, you know, who even knows if she really did or if someone is drawing invisible lines in the sand, but I see these invisible lines. I heard them.
If something like the Grammys, like a fun performance would be him to come out on stage and then her answering the song or something. You know, this is kind of cool. I would like to see more of this.
Totally.
I kind of think I love it.
I really do.
Yeah, I don't, there's not anything where anybody, she's not ripping off his song or whatever. And I just thought, that is such an odd...
The power of the minds of the internet.
Yeah, but it's such an odd song to like dedicate to your lover.
Yeah.
When I was your man. I love both of them. See, so many times I don't listen to lyrics. Yeah, I just like the tune. I like the melody and I like.
But Miley and Liam were together for 9 years. So she probably did, some therapy or something or songwriting or maybe both to try and figure out what went wrong there.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that Liam was just, they just weren't meant to be together.
And I'm going to say one more thing about dating someone from another continent or marrying them. It's be careful.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of work. People miss home and it's home is
it's very far
24
away.
Hours away.
Yeah.
You know, and if you have children, what do you do? I just...
Right.
We're very adamant about this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Chris Hemsworth married Elsa Pataky. She's Australian.
Right.
They're
both Australian.
Nicole Kidman and,
Keith Urban are Australian.
They're both Australian.
Yeah.
So.
And,
just the Aussies. You're right. The faraway thing. But anyway, Sundance is happening. Graham posted a little red carpet. I got to say, Anne Hathaway and her puffer coat as a dress and those boots was so cute. Really, because I don't think, where is it again? Park City?
Yeah, Park City, Utah.
Yeah, I feel like that's, I've skied there a couple times. It's not cold.
It's not cold because it gets cold, Lori. It's cold. A ski,
Fun town, I had a couple of very fun weekends there. And lots of good, but so some of the movies that we're seeing that are getting... rave reviews. Now, what happens with them as far as who picks them up? But Michael J. Fox has a remarkable documentary, according to Roger Freeman. It's called Still. And we learn in the documentary that 8 years ago, he had holes drilled in his head to stop the shaking.
We knew that.
I don't remember
that. I totally remember that. I knew that. He had a massive surgery. Yeah.
The surgery was so dangerous and experimental. It's not even mentioned in the film. How did we know about it?
I read about that. I knew about this.
Anyway, he can't remain still. He looks a wreck. Even with Guggenheim's cameras rolling, he won't admit he's in severe pain. And the director says, why can't you? And he said, well, you didn't ask. But it's supposed to be very, very good. It'll be on Apple TV Plus, and he said it is so, so good, and it's also, shining a light on Parkinson's.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the Pretty Baby, the Brooke Shields movie.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's a two-part documentary.
When is that going to air?
We don't know yet. It's, I really want to see that because we grew up with Brooke Shields. I mean, I really want to see that. And Michael J. Fox, too. And Michael J. Fox also talked about when he found out he had Parkinson's because he was a big hockey player. He was filming Doc Holliday. He started drinking obsessively, to deal with it. Didn't know how.
He didn't know what was going on with him.
Right. He's been sober for 30 years now. He credits his wife, Tracy.
And I never realized that, living with Parkinson's is like MS or ALS. It will It is bent on destroying you.
It kills you. It's a progressive disease. Yes.
And in November, Michael J. Fox was given the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award, which is the honorary Oscar. And it's hoped to be featured on camera at the Oscars in March to accept the award in person. And next year, his documentary could be up for a documentary for Best Oscar. Sure. It's that good.
Oh, I can't wait.
So it's that good. And then Little Richard, I guess, has a documentary that's going to air on CNN and HBO Max. It's called I Am Everything, that people are just going to be losing their minds over.
Yeah.
Because that people don't know his story. And then the other one is, what was the other Sundance movie that was getting very
buzzy? Something with Emilia Clarke.
Oh, Judy Blume. Judy Blume.
Oh. We have the date for when that movie's coming out.
It's her own story. It's not Dear God.
Okay. Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
It's her story, Judy Blume Forever. Oh. And she's never wanted to tell her story, you know, and she's still alive. And she just was just like, no, she didn't want to. And, you know, her voice is the audio voice for her books and stuff. But I guess this documentary is really...
It's coming to theaters April 28th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is the one that you're... The Judy Blume Forever.
Yeah, Judy Blume Forever is the name of her documentary.
Shannon just went to the library and is rereading.
Are you there, God? It's me, yeah. Margaret. Oh, so...
Because that book, I'd never forget. It was so impactful.
I'd like to read that book again. That's coming out in April.
Are you there, God? It's Me, Margaret comes out April 28th.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then Pretty Baby, there's no date, but it is Hulu. I don't know if you said that, but it's coming.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's coming to Hulu, but there is no release date yet. They just started showing it on the 20th at the film festival, was the first real showing. Yeah. But it will be available on Hulu soon. They just haven't given that date.
Yeah, no wonder that she did all that therapy and stuff with her mom. With all
Brooke?
The stuff. Yeah, her mom would let her was letting her do anything on film.
She was exposed to everything.
Wow.
She's a fascinating woman, I think.
Yeah.
I really do. Wow. Brooke Shields.
All right, listen, we got to go. When we come back, we're going to Hollywood speak, if we can.
All right, I've got one for you.
All right.
Okay, so remember how Kate Blanchett won a Critics' Choice Award, and she got up and says, screw this.
Scolded us all.
I hate this. We should all get awards for just being in a role.
Shame.
You know.
And the patriarchy of it all.
And no thank you.
And the arse race of it all.
Yeah, and it's just stupid at this point. Well, this is a woman who has so many awards, she has no room to put them.
Mm-hmm. And obviously means so much to her.
Obviously. So over the weekend, she was having another interview, and she basically said that, you know, I just, you know, I'm lucky to work with great directors, blah, blah, blah. But I don't ever want to work again, she says. I'm so lonely and homesick for Australia. I don't want to do this anymore. She's just going on and on about quitting acting, and it's such a burden and draining. It was so draining to work for 4 months.
This is part of the Oscar campaign.
But I'm sick of it.
Blanchett
is threatening retirement. So give me this one or nothing else.
Well, I'm just saying that the publishers are like, well, we can make it work. You know, you sacrificed everything for your art, yada, yada, yada.
We do it 365 days a year compared to her 4 months. I mean, most people work. I'm
complaining in the wrong direction.
She is, and I'm so sick of her.
But this is the
It was such a physical role, Lori, to be a composer. Yes. It was so physical.
I guess the number one thing people do after that movie, or maybe you should do it before the movie, is they Google Lydia Tarr to see if it's a real person.
It is, and she's not the nicest lady, apparently.
No, apparently
not. She has
not.
A really bad rap.
Right.
But she goes on to say, it was such a physical role. The echoes of it are still with me, and I think...
See, she's lobbying for
And I think I'm like a lot of audience members. I need time to process.
Oh, Lord. I think Oscar noms come out tomorrow.
Oh, she'll get nominated. She's been nominated for every silly thing. But anyway, I just thought, oh, my word.
Yeah.
Blah.
Well, and the week before, she sounded like the snobbiest lady when she was on Graham Norton with Margot Robbie and like two other people. And just Kate let her claws out a little bit when Margot Robbie said that she was a fan of heavy metal music. And Kate, you know, who's probably 20 years older.
Yes.
She said, oh, and so do you like monster truck jams and that kind of thing?
She did not.
She did. She did. It was such a like a stereo.
Well, because there's such a straight line between heavy metal and a monster truck rally, for crying out loud.
And it was just like so rude.
Yeah, that is rude.
And Kate, and Margo was just like kind of sweet. She goes, she said, well, you know, no, but I still like heavy metal to this day. I'm a fan, you know. And Kate was just like looking down her shoulder. And I just thought, Kate, your claws are showing, dear.
Yeah.
Okay. Harry Hamlin, who's giving interviews right and left because he's got a small but delightful part, as far as I can see, in the Mayfair Witches as Uncle Cortland.
Isn't he something in that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's giving interviews.
That's on what channel?
AMC. AMC. He's giving interviews, and Lisa Rinna launched her Rinna Rosés at Sundance this weekend, maybe.
Just because it rhymes? Yeah. I've never seen her drink rosé.
Yeah, I know.
She drinks vodka soda.
But he attended some, Creative Coalition and Entertainment Cotillion, they call it.
And Entertainment Cotillion.
I know.
Oh, my gosh, it's hysterical.
Isn't it?
Yes.
And he was asked about Lisa Rinna and the Real Housewives, and why was she let go? And here's what he said. Lisa had all the receipts from that night, but they never showed the receipts on the reunion. And that's why she's not on the show anymore.
I mean, I just say this. We were sick of her. We were sick of the storyline.
Even Andy confirmed that Lisa brought a manila envelope.
I remember she had one more behind her, and he's like, I don't care.
And about the Elton John ticket snafu,
which was so stupid.
Everyone had moved on from with Sutton. Yeah. And he said, we just ended up cutting it all out. There were a lot of decisions made in the edit to just cut down many conversations, and we were sick of that one.
And I was sick of it while it was even happening the first time.
I thought she was going to say the receipts on Kathy Hilton and Aspen. No.
Let it go. Let it go. And why?
Well, I suppose he gets asked all the time.
I know.
Here's one. No, this is.
I would just say, ask my wife.
Mm-hmm. Insiders told Page Six that morale at ABC is at an all-time low because the TJ Holmes and Amy Robach investigation is taking so long.
And that's so true. And get this over with.
Just make a decision.
They're losing patience. It has been a 2-month tabloid frenzy.
It's not my first one right now. I've switched a little allegiance.
Yeah.
I've gone back to the Today Show and CBS. I've switched a little allegiance out on this one. Yeah. I really have.
It's affecting morale, not so much the talent, but the rank and file, the people who keep the lights on. Everyone's just sick of how long it's taking.
Make a decision to move on.
Yes.
Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah.
So. I believe it. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're not surprised that this would be, because it is taking a long time.
Well, because it's
2 months.
It's a distraction.
And people are getting asked all the time, and they would like to stop.
But also, other people are having to do these 2 full-time workers' jobs. I've seen more random people reporting from different areas that I don't know, and I'm not really that interested in yet. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I'll get to like them, but I'm not giving them a chance yet.
Yeah.
I've just switched.
Yeah.
I'm over with Savannah and Hoda right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have noticed in the storylines, GMA does weather first every day. Every single day.
They do.
Do
they tease it or do they give the full?
It's the very first story, and then they spend 7 minutes on it.
Oh.
But I'm sick of it. And I even today, I was like, because I started at CBS.
I think they started with that, with the shooting, because Robin was
You're right. But usually it's so much weather. And I'm like, I don't care what's happening in the East Coast right now.
Yeah. It is weird that they do that nationally. Locally, all news channels usually lead with a weather tease and then make you watch the entire newscast.
We gotta know our weather.
We do, but I feel like their story choices are so...
Program directing could be a little different.
I was not into it for a little while.
Okay. Listen, well, then you can understand why morale is low.
What are we doing next hour? Are we giving away a pair of tickets to Madonna?
At some point. Madonna tickets must be given away.
It's happening.
Yep.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.